Patreon, Kate, Mole Patrol. We have Zara having the day hanging out with Sadie and Aubrey.
Yeah.
Aubrey Wodonga.
Aubrey Plaza, I think I would like to think it's a nod to.
Aubrey Wodonga. And that's where you get like Harlow going, oh, that's where my dad's in prison.
I'd love it if her nickname around campus was Wodonga. Just, you know how people just extrapolate those nicknames?
Yeah, yeah, like how, Macca. I'm sure he got it because he worked at Macca's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're just hanging out by Lassiter's Lakes. And who else is hanging out there, Vaya?
Hendo, and he's forgotten some of his garments back at home, hasn't he?
What the hell is wrong with him? If I see somebody just basically dancing around doing exercises, I'd question their mental state.
Well, firstly, I question him because in the previous episode, Mackenzie has said, hey, what's the go with Zara? She seems pretty into you. Like,
yeah, because she called him, what, Hendy or something? Yeah,
Trevor Hendy.
That is a deep cut.
Is he a surfer? Yes, I think so.
not as long ago as Grant Kenny, which no. I feel we've discussed him a few times on this pod.
No. Oh, yeah, the Fifi Box connection.
Yeah.
So Hendrix is like, oh, now whatever. So Mackenzie's just saying, well, hey, please just keep in check the amount of time the amount of tension you're giving her.
Yeah, red flags.
And he's like, whatever, I'm just a hot guy. What can I do about that? I'm just going to take my shirt off in the complex.
Yeah. So then the moles are like, oh, see that over there? And she's like, Zara's like, what? And then they're like, oh, you know, Hendrix Grayson.
I do, again, relatable content where they're like, what are we going to do today? And they're going, we're going to go and look at hot guys. I'm like, yes.
100%. By Lassiter's Lakes, yeah. Where your odds on, you're going to see Carl Kennedy trying to fish out his old CDs.
Zara's like, should we go to the beach or something? And like, no, we are scoping out specific guys like that one over there.
So she's like, oh, yeah, I know him. He's my mate.
He's your mate because you keep hanging around him like a shag on a rock. He doesn't have a choice.
So they're like, oh, yeah, sure. We'll go up and ask him to come over and hang with us. And then so she goes off to him. And then they're all like, oh, yeah, but she's just asking him the time or whatever.
She lures him by talk of music. Like, something about playlists. And he wants to show off and he comes over.
And he doesn't put his top back on, which is creepy.
You're around young women.
Teens, yeah. They were like, 15 or something? And he's got to be, 19? Mm. Nah, mate. Nah. This doesn't look good.
It's right near your place of work too. Have some respect for Ned.
This is like Yashvi and Ned territory.
And it's not like the Bren Bros. At least they were in a pack and travelled in packs with their shirts off. They were like a breed of their own. You can't just be doing it on your own. And Pierce isn't around. You can't be doing shirtless dad jogging. Why isn't
Hendrix doing this out with the Durians at Coos's house?
It's weird. It's weird. And I don't like how flirty they are.
Because I feel like Zara could have had the ladies over to Toad's house and they could have like spied on him over the fence.
Yeah. At the back of the pool that we don't get to see.
Mm.
It worries me. I mean, but it is, again, relatable content because.
Oh, classic neighbours trope though of the older man, teenage girl.
Yeah. It's Taylor's old as time.
I just feel that the Mole Patrol definitely would be on top of the gossip. And the very first thing they would have said to Zara is, did you know that Mackenzie's trans?
Yeah. It is. I was surprised that wasn't made a talking point as well.
I mean, hopefully it's just a delightful surprise and they don't go down that path.
They're just so who cares? Get over it. What did you make of Sadie being the Sarge's daughter? I loved that touch.
Yeah, no, that was good. It's good.
I like when they can broaden the community. Like Sue Parker's kid. Yeah,
it does feel like, well, maybe this is another chance to get somebody else, get another family in.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Main pod. Hi, love your work, Patreon. Thanks for sticking with us. Don't know what's going to happen to this Patreon, but, like, I appreciate everything that we've done so far here.